I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I believe the children are our future. Teach them well, let them lead the way, show them all the beauty they possess inside, give them a sense of pride to make it easier. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to be. Welcome to My Five Things, Children's Names, Kids' Names Edition. Don't know who needs to hear this, but you, brothers and sisters, are the ones who are going to hear this. Certainly true, just by virtue of some human beings, we all get old and die, and new ones replace us. So with that in mind, the children are, without question, the future. As to whether or not their future is going to be a good one, how much of that is dependent on the child's name? Well, if it's just a regular name, I don't think at all. None. Your name has no bearing on your life if it is, you know, John, Joe, Stacy, Sally, regular names. Regular names. But what if you had a really unique name? What if you had a really stupid name, a really dumb name? Your parents gave you some dumb name. What would happen then? Is your future still bright? I don't know. And I know things are changing, and that's fine. That's great. While I do have some conservative tendencies, I'm all about breaking new ground. I'm all about new ideas. I'm all about innovating, making things better. By no means am I interested in staying still. Quite the opposite. I think that my thing that animates me is my desire to improve. It's to get better, to make new, to find new levels, to find new heights, to accomplish new things. So I'm not a stick in the mud that says everybody should have the same kind of name. That's not it. But I will die on the hill of saying that you don't need to make up a fucking new name for your dumb kid. You don't have to do that. Your child is better served by providing them with love and support and encouraging them to express themselves in any way that they see fit. But what you are doing when you are giving your kid some stupid name, some made-up name, is you are putting them in a tough position. Is their identity going to be based on a name that you gave them? Yeah. I think that'd be a bummer. And do you think that most kids, once they reach, you know, the age of 10, that they want to have their life dictated by their parents and a decision that their parents made, giving them a stupid name? I don't think so. I think that if a child wants to get older and change their own name or call themselves, you know, the Dread Pirate Roberts or whatever, then they could do that. But why are we potentially handicapping our kids right from the get-go. That's what I want to talk about today. I want to shine a light on some stupid names that people are naming their really nice kids in the hopes that it could prevent you or somebody you know and love from also giving their kid some kind of a stupid name. That's my hope. I believe that the children are the future, and I don't want to screw over said children before they even have a chance. So, where am I coming from on this? Well, I'm a parent. I've now successfully named three children. Now, that means I just gave them names. As to whether or not they will be successful with the handle that I stuck them with, that remains to be seen. The first one is kind of suspect because I gave the first one kind of a silly name. As soon as my wife and I knew that she was pregnant, which was a real blessing, as it always is, right? It's always a blessing, which it most of the time is. That's it. That's it. I'm going to really land that plane. Nothing is always anything. But a new baby is usually a blessing, hopefully. I started, I'm not going to blame anybody else for this one except for me. I started calling the baby Boris because I thought it was funny. And it still is, and it is funny. So I started calling baby Boris. Our little baby Boris is growing in mommy's belly. But when the time came to decide on the actual name, we lacked the courage of our conviction. So we didn't name him Boris. His name is James. But his middle name is, in fact, Boris. So I guess I should maybe led with this one or closed with it. If you want to give your kid a unique, fun, off-the-wall kind of a name, go ahead and throw it in the middle. Go ahead and do that in the middle. Give him a middle name that's a little off the wall or zany or wacky or whatever. So James Boris Grombacher. There you go. There you go. Second kid, Jack Matthew Grombacher. Chalk. Super traditional. Third kid, little girl. Now, there's going to be a quarrel about this at some point down the road, I bet. I bet she might not be happy early on. Her name is Josephine Ruth Grombacher. God, that's a lot of letters. So many letters. I can see this poor little girl trying to learn how to write her name, being like, oh, those fucking morons. Josephine Grombacher. Oh, my God. What are my parents doing? So we call her Joe. All right. Does that make it better? Very well. I can remember the conversation. The first time I heard a made-up name, my girlfriend at the time, it was my sophomore year of college, so I would have been 20 years old. Would have been 20 years old, and it was during the summertime, and she was telling me about a kid that she had just seen that she went to high school with. And his name was Japheth. I was like, what? Come again? What was his name? She just said Japheth. Who? Japheth. I'm like, that's not a name. That's not a name. You can't. And that, I'm like, it just broke my brain. It was a brain breaking experience. His name's Japheth. I'm like, no, it's not. That is not a name. That is a made up name. Well, it turns out that was the kid's name. Japheth. And this is the Midwest too. So wasn't some weird coastal deal or whatever. So we have weirdos everywhere. We have people making bad baby naming decisions everywhere, all the time. But there's also adults that go ahead and name themselves stupid things. There was a basketball player years ago. His name was Ron Artest. And maybe you know Ron, maybe you don't. Today, he goes by Meta World Peace. Meta World Peace. So he's clearly a lunatic, obviously. There's not a lot of question about that. Then, of course, you had Chad Johnson, wonderful wide receiver for the Cincinnati Bengals. He renamed himself. He actually changed his name to Ocho Cinco so he could put that on his jersey. Amazing. So there you go. So I'm eventually going to get to this top five deal, but I've got more to kind of talk about. There are some preposterous names in the world of celebrity, which I think that we all know, but my top couple here are Northwest, which is Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's kid, I guess. Apple is the singer from Coldplay and Gwyneth Paltrow, I think. So those are two really good ones. From more personal experience, well, actually, before I do that, I remember reading, I think it was a Freakonomics book. I think it was maybe just a Freakonomics, the original, and they went through names and they were studying whether or not your name is going to have a negative or positive impact on your ability to find work. And it was in the context of, if you got a resume, if a resume came across a hiring manager's desk and it had a crazy name on it, that it was sort of proven, I think, that you weren't going to get the same opportunity. And two of the names that were studied, or at least two of the names referenced, one was Urine, which is spelled urine.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Which is solid. But the one that takes the cake was Shateed. And that's spelled shithead. So there you go. There's a little shithead over here and little Urine. Amazing. My mom was a school teacher for her whole career for a long time. And so obviously she's going to interact with countless thousands and thousands of kids over the years in different classes. And the top name that she was able to share with me was Vagina, which is, you guessed it, spelled vagina. Spelled vagina. So those are good ones. And I want to close this section of today's show with none other than Elon Musk's kids. He's got, I think, 13 or 14 of them at this point. I imagine that there will be more. And I don't, you know, whether you like Elon Musk or not, he is certainly an interesting human being. And we need more interesting human beings on planet Earth. We don't need more of the same non-playable character kind of people. So Mr. Musk, he has kids that are named Nevada, Vivian, Griffin, Damien. Those are fine. Kai, Saxon, Exa, Strider, Azure, Techno, Arcadia, Selden Lycurgus, and of course, X, which I believe he refers to as Little X. And he's the one that you can, that Elon's been palling around with on stage and stuff like that. So there you go. So I don't know. I don't know about any of it, man. So, in preparation for this episode, I did a little bit of research. Look at me. Did a little bit of research. Wanted to find out what the top names were for the boys and girls over the last couple of years. And it gave me a lot of hope. Honestly, it gave me a lot of hope. I'm like, okay, all right. This looks good. This looks good. Top 10 names for girls over the last couple of years. Olivia, Emma, Charlotte, Amelia, Sophia, Mia, Isabella, Ava, Evelyn, and Luna. What wonderful names. Those are awesome names. I like all of those. For boys, Liam, Noah, Oliver, James, Elijah, Mateo, Theodore, Henry, Lucas, and William. Those are lovely names. I like all of those too. I would, you know, you could name me those. I would have been happy going through life as a Mateo, Henry, Lucas, Will, Theo, Eli, Elijah, Ollie, Oliver. Yeah, totally great. All right. But then I saw the fastest growing list. And this is where it fucking got me. This is where it got me. Girls. Kaylee, spelled K-A-E-L-I. Alitzel. Emrin. Adara. Azari. Okay? For boys, ugh. Izael. Chosen with a Z. Iden, E-I-D-E-N, Cassian, and Kyren. Those are made-up names. Sorry. Those are made-up names, like Japheth. What's going on here? Who is naming their kid Chosen with a Z? Alitzel for a girl. Emrin. You got to be a fucking asshole to do this. Come on. And then there's the names that are just too wild, man. They're just too wild. These are real names. These are real names. I mean, how many are there here? I'm going to give you 11. And I know it's top five. It's five things. So deal with it. Number one. Or number 11. Yeah. Let's go in reverse order. Number 11. Your Majesty. Number 10. Bowie. B-E-A-U-X-E-I-G-H. Bowie. Okay, Bowie. I thought Josephine was bad. Whenever she gets mad at me, I'm going to say, oh yeah, you could have been named Bowie. Number 9. Blakely. Number 8. This is going to be hard because I have to do math and talk. Number 8. Boomquifa. Number 7. Vajonica. Number 6. Renesimee. Number 5. Abaddon. Number 4. Miracle. Number 3, I'm unique. It's I'MUNIQUE. I'm unique. No, you just have a stupid name. Number 2, Melanomia. Number one, a sign that maybe there's not any hope for the future of humanity. And evidence that maybe children are not the future. Number one, orgasm. Boom. There it is. Thank you very much. This is brain breaking to me. Come on. It's vain. It's vanity. Is that what it is? What is it? You want your kid to have a unique name. You want to be perceived as different, and so you name your child something stupid. Is that what it is? You want to have them stand out? Again, then I would encourage you to give them some, you know, teach them how to dance or sing or do a magic trick or be really good at math, not simply just give them a stupid name. Gosh, maybe I'm being too hard though. These are children, George. For God's sakes, these are kids. These are kids with really stupid names. So, the whole idea of the show is to do your part by doing your best, and I don't think that this is at all. I don't think that if you name your kid Shatid, Urine, or Vagina, that you're doing your best. And so therefore, you're not doing your part. So fail. Epic fail. If you name your kid... if you name your kid Your Majesty, Bowie, Blakely, Boomquifa, Vaginica, Renesmee, Abaddon, A Miracle, I'm Unique, Orgasm, or Melanomia, fail. You're voted off the island. You cannot have any more kids, and somebody is going to need to rename these poor children. There it is. Try harder. Do better. Start doing your part by at least doing something that's not ridiculous. Thank you. Thank you.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.